Just about 19 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and in case you didn't know it, and you should, Martin Luther King Day is January 16th, coming up here, and a special event is being held by the Alaska Bar Association, and joining me in the studio this morning is Christine Pate and Tika Lamadi, who are representing Sitka as far as some free legal advice. How did this all come about, Christine?
Sure. Well, I think nationwide people have been looking at Martin Luther King Day as a day of service, so it's not a day off, it's a day on. And the Bar Association has seized upon that as an opportunity to provide free legal clinics. The Alaska Bar Association started this project 3 years ago in Anchorage, and the first year was an Anchorage pilot project. It was very successful. I think they served hundreds of people during the day. Excuse me. Had a great outpouring of volunteerism, and so last year it was expanded to Fairbanks and Juneau, and this year they've brought it to our humble community. And I should say, actually, we've brought it to our community. It's really the Sitka Bar Association who is spearheading this event. So we're going to be doing two clinics from 12 to 2 and from 4 to 6 at the courthouse. It's a joint project, as you said, of the court system, the Bar Association. There's lots of local attorneys that are volunteering their time. And it's really just a time for folks to come in and get some free legal advice in various civil legal areas. So,
well, let's talk particulars, Tika. What kinds of things can folks expect to get answers about?
Well, the attorneys who have volunteered, we have about 6 or 7 attorneys volunteering, have practice areas in employment law, housing, landlord-tenant issues, public assistance, family law, small business, and real estate. And the things they could expect might be anything from, folks that are suddenly in a case might bring their paperwork in and just ask an attorney to say, to tell them what it means. People that are thinking about starting a case might ask an attorney how to go about doing it. People might ask for resources about where to go for free representation if they might be eligible. Anything like that. It's a fairly brief appointment, so these attorneys won't solve all the problems that people bring to the clinic, but they can point people in the right direction.
So sometimes people are afraid to talk to attorneys.
No. You don't look afraid right now.
No. I've talked to a few.
You are sweating a little. No.
So how do you comfort folks in situations like this? How do you deal with people?
Right. Well, I mean, I think we're there to help. This is purely an event to help people. I think what you're perhaps getting at there is that lawyers can be intimidating, and certainly the court system and the legal system is incredibly intimidating. It's another language for most people. Sometimes for lawyers, it's another language. And so we're there to kind of help people through this maze of the legal process, and just offer some brief advice for folks. So it's purely a helping thing. No one's going to be served with subpoenas or anything. Nothing confrontational there. People shouldn't be afraid to come.
So can folks expect, how long would a typical appointment take, do you think? This is the first time for Sitka, so you don't really know. You don't know how many people are going to show up, but Is the whole idea just to give them confidence that yes or no, they're doing what they should be doing, or how's that going to work?
Sure. Well, we say that appointments are 15 minutes. It really depends on what kind of flow of folks we get through. I think in Anchorage and the larger areas, they've really needed to keep the appointments shorter because they get such a large influx of folks. If we don't have tons of people, it may be that attorneys can spend a little more time with folks. And so, as Tika said, I think it's just a way to point people in the right direction. A little information can go a lot of ways. I think sometimes there's just myths that are created out there about, what, let's say, custody means, or the types of things that you need to get custody of your child, or what, you know, how many days your landlord needs to evict you. I think there's some brief information that could be given that could really be very beneficial to folks who are struggling with some civil legal issues out there.
Well, you're covering several areas: employment, housing, public assistance, family law, real estate. How well, Tika, is Sitka represented as far as lawyers go in our community?
I was just trying to think about how many private practice attorneys that we have. A lot of the attorneys have niches where they might really do a lot of criminal law or a lot of family law. But most of the private practice attorneys in town are what are called general practitioners. And so the areas of law that we've chosen tend to be the areas that are the most commonly requested. And most of the attorneys in town would have exposure to every area of law there.
So when you guys decided to do this, are you going to be pointing people in certain people's directions as far as this is my expertise and stuff like that?
Right. Well, we're really aiming this towards, I think it's important to say, lower income folks who maybe can't afford to pay for a hour consult with a local attorney. And so we will be pointing those folks towards the direction probably of legal services providers that provide free legal consults or representation. TICA's program is one. TICA works over the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and provides free legal assistance to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in civil cases. There's Alaska Legal Services, which is in Southeast, based in Juneau or Ketchikan. My program is actually also a program statewide for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Several of our private attorneys do pro bono work and provide volunteer work, but they would have to be funneled through one of our legal services providers. So this isn't the only volunteerism that our local private attorneys do. They actually, a lot of them do a lot of pro bono and donate, you know, lots of hours during the year to helping to, I guess, stem the tide of what is an enormous amount of people who need legal assistance.
Well, it must be pretty rewarding for you guys to be able to I guess, do your part, you know, get out there and help the folks that really need it.
It is. I mean, I can't speak for Tika. We wouldn't be doing it otherwise. But I think people don't realize, perhaps unless you get caught in the system, that there isn't a right to counsel in civil cases. In a criminal case, if you can't afford an attorney, our laws and constitution say you have a right to counsel. In the civil arena, even though you could have, you know, very, very important issues at stake, right to your care and custody of your children, right to your, you know, housing, there is no general right to counsel. And so I think as attorneys, it's really difficult for us every day to see people coming into our offices who have really horrendous crises going on in their life that involve the legal system and not to be able to give them, you know, full representation. That's what TICA and my program is meant to abate, but there's just not enough resources. So this is, I think, a way for all attorneys to kind of pitch in and help out that problem.
What can you actually do in 15 minutes?
Ooh, that sounds like a well. As I said, you can provide a little information. I think that could perhaps help people to realize that, you know, okay. I mean, for instance, I have people who come into my office all the time who have been told, "Oh, you know, you're never going to get custody because you know, you have been on public assistance." Or there's a lot of myths out there about the legal system, about what the laws really are, and people do not access the legal system perhaps when they need to because there are all these myths that have been generated. So I think a little bit of information really goes a long way.
How is it going to be set up at the courthouse? Is it going to be individual offices? How are you going to sort people out and get together with them one-on-one?
Well, the courthouse is actually a state building, which is closed for the day, but they've agreed to make it available for us for this event. And so I believe Magistrate Horton will be on hand and some youth court folks to do intakes, just to have people fill out a real basic intake document outlining what their issue is. Once they come through intake, they'll go into separate rooms. We've got the library available to us. We've got the jury room. We have a couple different rooms within the courthouse building, and since it's going to be shut down, the whole space will be available to us.
I think it's a great idea because so many people are so afraid to walk into the office, you know.
I should add something else. Anything that's said in this 15-minute consultation or longer is confidential. It doesn't create an attorney-client relationship per se, but people can feel confident that whatever they do share won't be shared with anyone else. So we are working to make the space available that we talk in to be private, and nothing will be shared outside of the interview.
Okay, well, it's a fantastic idea, and it's so neat to see Sitka get involved in it, and I'm sure there's lots of people to thank.
Yeah, and Jeff, if I can just let folks know that it is specific that the 12 to 2 period of time is for folks who have employment, housing, public assistance, or family law issues, and then the 4 to 6 period of time is housing, small business, real estate, or family law. So essentially, if you have a family law issue or a housing issue, you can come anytime. But if you have an employment or a public assistance issue, you should come 12 to 2. If you have a small business or a real estate issue, you should come from 4 to 6. And I just want to tag on to what Tika said. It's actually, in addition to the youth court, it's the AmeriCorps folks who are helping us with intake, so we want to give a big thanks to them.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. And again, that's going to be Martin Luther King Day, which is Monday, right?
Correct.
The 16th. And that's from 12 to 2 for employment, housing, public assistance, and family law, and 4 to 6, housing, small business, real estate, and family law. Now, I don't like to have lawyers in my room, so... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But thank you for coming in, and thanks for the work.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.